So I'm sure that I'm not the only one who has thought, maybe many, many times in recent weeks, won't it be nice when the pandemic is over, right? When life gets back to normal. That's what we're all kind of waiting for and hoping for. When we don't have to worry about the virus anymore and illness, and then everything will be good and right again in the world, right? And so I think those thoughts, and then I try to remember what it used to be like, you know, BP, before the pandemic, right? It was a simpler, happier time, wasn't it? It was almost perfect back in the day when everything was good and right. And then I think, well, I guess we did have a few other problems back before the pandemic. We had a few worries. I guess it wasn't perfect back then. And then I start to recall other hard situations that we've lived through, whether they be personal struggles or national crises, like, well, there have been recessions, and there have been wars, and there have been natural disasters, and it makes me think, all of this as a whole, that when we face hardship and challenges, that it's human nature to wish that we could somehow magically just skip ahead that time when all those challenges were over and everything was back to being good and happy and right again. And we often have those thoughts. And the truth is that when our current troubles are over, we all know very well that something else is going to come along, right? And it could be something good. There will be good things that happen again. But it might also be another challenge that will come our way. And hopefully it won't be as difficult as what the year 2020 has brought us. But we know that in each moment along the way in life, whether those moments are good or less than good, we get to make a choice about how we're going to live through that particular moment in life. Am I going to seek after God right now? Am I going to find His peace and His goodness and His love? Am I going to seek after those things right now in this moment rather than just focusing on all the difficulties and the challenges that we see around us? We're going to read another passage this morning from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, and it's about learning to see the world through God's eyes, and learning to see each moment that we face in our lives through the wisdom of God. And I think these words in Ecclesiastes, if you think of the book of Ecclesiastes, you may not think of any particular words, but I think these will be familiar to you as we read along, at least the first half of the passage. So it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. Whatever is, has already been, and what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. So how do you see our current time in Solomon's words? This pandemic, for instance, that we're living through, might it be a time to heal? We certainly hope. It's been a time to weep for many. It is a time, think about this one, a time to refrain from embracing, literally. You read those words written 3,000 years ago and you wonder, when is a time to refrain from embracing? Well, right now it is. It's a time to search for a vaccine, search for a treatment, search for something good to come. Or maybe we could think about the election and politics, as fearful as that is to think about these days. Might it be a time to build unity, to build peace in our nation? Maybe it is a time to embrace, not literally, but embrace those who think differently than you. It might be a time to speak. Then again, it might be a time to remain silent. After the election will certainly be a time to mend all of the brokenness that we're seeing around us right now. Sadly, these moments that we're living through in this difficult year, it's been for some a time to die, a time to mourn. It might be a time to give up. Again, it might be a time to remain silent. There are also, though, we know throughout our lives, good times, joyful times. Then again, there are hard and sorrowful times. There are times for beginnings, there are times for hopes and dreams, and then there are other times in our lives when we need to walk away and let our dreams go. And this is where God's wisdom comes in. First, we need to discern, what is this time? What is this time that we're living through? What is appropriate to think and to feel and to do in this time that we're facing in our lives? And then second, we need to ask, whatever time we're facing, what is God up to right now? What is God doing in our world in this time? What good can God bring out of even the hardships that we're facing? What new doors does God plan to open for us and our church and our community and our nation in this time? You see, I believe that God doesn't waste time. God doesn't let opportunities or days pass by as if they don't matter. God is always doing something, whatever we're facing, whatever time we're living through, God is up to something. And even right now, in this time that we wish would pass by quickly and we could forget about forever, but God is at work even now, even in this time. And so when things are hard, it doesn't mean that God has disappeared. It doesn't mean that God doesn't care what we're living through. On the other hand, when things are good, when everything seems right in the world, it doesn't necessarily mean that God is working extra hard to bless us because we deserve it. God makes everything beautiful in its time. That is, He gives each time, each moment that we face, meaning. And He invites us to see in each chapter of our lives His hand of grace and blessing and goodness, because those provisions of God are just as real now as they were before the pandemic or at a time when you thought everything was right in your life. And this is the central truth of the passage that we want to think about this morning, that God walks with us through everything that we face and every time that we live through. God is there walking with us. When we face sorrow and struggles, God is there with us. When we face happiness and peace and joy, God is there with us. And you may not be able to fathom all that God does, but our hearts Our hearts can feel His presence, and we know that He's walking with us all the time. And so I want to share, as we think about Ecclesiastes 3 today, I want to share two simple and surprising truths from these words. And the first one is this, that God wants to make this time in your life and in all of our lives, God wants to make this time beautiful. We need to ask two important questions about that difficult truth. First, what is this time in your life like? What is it that you're living through right now? Is it a good, happy, joyful time? It might be for you. For some people, this time, even the difficulties around us in the world, but it's kind of simplified things, and you don't need to go out as much anymore, and you don't need to worry about other things, and maybe right now things are good in your life. Or maybe for you, this is a really hard and difficult time. Maybe you're feeling lonely and cut off. Maybe this for you is a time of waiting. And maybe it's a hopeful waiting. Or maybe for you it's a fearful kind of waiting. Maybe it's a time of lament, of wishing for something better, of waiting, of even asking God, Lord, why did this have to happen? As a nation, as a world, I think we can all agree that 2020 has been a time of hardship and anxiety and, again, of waiting, maybe of frustration. But your experience, the way you look at this time, may not be the way I look at it or the way other people have experienced it. So what is this time like for you? Think about what you're facing in this moment. And then the second question for us is, what is beauty in God's eyes? Again, it says that God will make everything beautiful in its time. And so you ask, well, what in the world does that mean? How can some of these things, look down this list that Solomon wrote, the things a time when things are torn down, or time of war, or a time of hate, how can that be beautiful? What does that mean that God can make everything beautiful in its own time? We tend to think of beauty as something pleasing to look at. And that's part of what it is. But I think Solomon, as he's inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these words, he is less concerned about the outward appearance of things. And we could all agree that this year has been, in an outward way, in the things that we can kind of feel and sense and see and hear around us, has been really bad. But maybe he's thinking more about spiritual qualities and about inner truths. In fact, he then writes that God has set eternity in the human heart. That's where we can perceive, in our hearts, we can perceive true beauty, spiritual realities of the glory and beauty of God. So what is this? And I think to understand what he means by the beauty that God can give to every time, we need to turn back to the beginning of Ecclesiastes, where it all began when Solomon wrote, "Everything is meaningless." Everything is meaningless, he says. It's in this world, as we look around at all the things that we do, all the pursuits of humans, all our ambitions, even the pleasures of this life, all the good things that we try to do. And Solomon says, oh, they're all just meaningless. But we understand also from Solomon's wisdom that God gives our lives meaning. By knowing God and seeking after Him, we can find meaning. Even in the midst of the meaninglessness of this world, we can find purpose, and we can even find beauty in this world. And so I think that's what he's saying, that beauty is the opposite of meaninglessness. When God says something has eternal significance, when God says something is meaningful from His perspective, in His eyes, through His wisdom, then that thing must be, in fact, beautiful and good and right. And those are the things that we should be focusing on, even in this time. So what might God say is beautiful about this time that we're living through. If your life is hard and challenging right now, if that is your time today, then maybe beauty comes from leaning on God's strength and finding that God is in fact faithful and strong and able to provide for you even through the challenges that you face. Or maybe this time for you is filled with sorrow and fear. And maybe you can find beauty in God's comfort and in God's word that brings us peace even through those times of sorrow. Or maybe right now, as you look at your life, you feel that this for you is a time of contentment, a time even of happiness, a time when things are okay. And maybe for you, you can see the beauty of God's goodness and His hand of blessing in your life. And that for you is the meaning that you find in this time. Now, we also need to understand this truth. God does not want you to suffer. God does not want you to feel sorrow or pain. God is not cheering on the difficulties of our world right now. But at the same time, God doesn't promise that your life will be happiness and sunshine all the time. And we know that's true as well. What God wants is for you to walk with Him through the time that you're living in right now. Whatever you may see that time to be, God wants to walk with you and to help you to see the beauty and the meaning and the goodness even in this time. And you can do that because His Holy Spirit lives within your heart. And you can do that because you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior no matter what time you face or what difficulties or sorrows or challenges come your way. That doesn't change the fact that Jesus Christ is your Savior. And you can find beauty and meaning in this time because you have God's Word that guides you and gives you wisdom and can help you to find the beauty even in the difficulties that you might face. And you also have the assurance that God hears your prayers and God provides for you and He loves you. So that's where the beauty comes from. Whatever time you're facing right now, whatever time the world is living through, this is how we can endure even this time with faith and hope and with the beauty that God reveals in each of our lives. So then we come to a second truth in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and that is, and again, this is a surprising truth, God wants you to be happy and to do good. If you were not sitting in church right now, you might not guess that these words are from the Bible. Listen again. I know, Solomon says, that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live. And if you didn't know that was from the Bible, you may have never guessed that it was. That might sound more like a politician running for election. I want you to be happy and to do good things in your life. It's also what God wants for you. Did you know that God wants you to be happy? That it's okay to have a good time in your life? That it's okay to enjoy your life? We might think there's something wrong with having fun. That can't be spiritual. That can't be wholesome. That can't be righteous or godly. But it is. If the happiness that you find in your life is the happiness that comes from God. Now, it's true that God does not promise us a perfect happy life all the time. And that's the whole point of this passage, right? There are different times that we live through. There are times when life is hard. There are times when we are hurt. But there are also good times. There are also times in our lives when we can laugh and dance and embrace. And when those times come to us, then it's good. And it's okay in those times to jump in with both feet and enjoy life and to feel good about the good things that come into your life and to recognize the blessings that God has given you. And don't feel guilty or ashamed about feeling good. When the time for feeling good comes, then feel good and rejoice in it. And God wants you to be happy. Did you know it's even okay to have fun at church? We can laugh here. We can play games here. We can look forward, and we hope it won't be too much longer, we can look forward to sharing meals together again and sitting around telling stories and laughing together and enjoying the good things that God brings us. Of all people on earth, Christians, followers of Jesus, should be happy people. Because the joyful things in our lives, no matter what's happening around us, the joyful things that God has given us don't go away. Jesus still takes away our sins. We still have the great hope of going to heaven. We still have the goodness of God's presence living within us. The Holy Spirit still speaks to us. We still have God's Word. No matter what we face, God is still good to us. And so we should be happy. God wants you to be happy. And at the same time, God calls you to do good. That is to be kind and compassionate to others. To honor God, to obey His Word. No matter what the time of your life is like, no matter whether things are good and happy around you or difficult and challenging, you can still make Christ-honoring moral choices with your words, with your bodies, with your relationships. Again, we need to consider what time we are living in. The good you do may be different in a time of mourning versus a time of dancing. Or in a time of war versus a time of peace. What is the good God is calling you to do in this time in your life? How can you honor Him with your choices right now? Right now in this national time of illness and healing, doing good means things like wearing a mask to protect other people. That's a way that we can love our neighbors, keeping your distance from them. Not going out if you don't feel well. Those are things we can do to be good to the people around us. As a church, we also need to do the good of staying in touch with those that we're not seeing as often. Reaching out to our friends, reaching out to those who may be feeling cut off or isolated during this time. We also need to keep worshiping and praying and fellowshipping. We need to do it in smart and safe ways, which I think we are as a church, but we need to keep doing the good things that God has asked us to do as a church. We also need to continue to do the good of supporting local ministries. Think about those that are still, even during this time, the rescue mission is still open and the Pregnancy Care Center and Carpenter's Place and Rock House Kids and those ministries that are out in our community reaching people whose lives are challenging. Even when the world is good and happy, some people still have challenges in their lives. Think about those ministries that we can still support during this time. We can still keep praying for our community. We can keep praying for our nation. We can do the good of seeking unity and peace and speaking words of hope and encouragement. So we're challenged today from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're challenged to ask ourselves, first, what time are we living through right now? Is this a time to heal, a time to build up? Is it a time to weep and mourn? Is it a time to embrace, to mend? Is it a time to be silent, or is it a time to speak? Is it a time for love, a time for peace? And then we need to ask, what good can we do to join with God in making this time beautiful? Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we know we're living through a hard time, and we know that You see it also. And we know, Lord, that You're walking with us through this time, that You're still blessing us and bringing us good things, and sometimes we do feel happy and joyful and content, and we thank You for that. But Lord, for the challenges that we face, for the hardships that we endure, give us the strength and the wisdom to turn to you. Lord, we pray that even during this time we would see your hand of blessing, of healing, of encouragement. And Lord, show us those good things that we can be doing. The ways that we can encourage others around us, the ways that we can make even a difficult time better, more hopeful, more joyful. Lord, show us the good that we can do to make even this time beautiful in your sight, in your wisdom. Help us, Lord, to walk with you and to trust in you with all that we face. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the promise that you are with us now and always. As we pray this through Jesus, our Savior. Amen.